welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast, October 27th, 2021. And I've got a prophetic word for now, right now. You might listen to it later and it can still apply because God's outside of time. But this is something that's going to align you with the thing. It's called the power is actually flowing out of small things. There's breakthrough flowing from heaven and we're in a time of transition into a new season. So I've got some tips on how to walk through that. You know, when the new season opens up, I want to encourage you to stay on track. So, Lord, we just pray for this word. We pray, Lord, that you would show us how we can pick up these lost callings that are available right now, and especially not just for us to do, you know, not just for us to do, but to fill in the kingdom, to pick up things that we need. I pray, Lord, for this message to go out to the world and not be distracted or stolen because there's so many things being stolen, including those lost callings. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, it is a time of transition. Here's a directional word for now. Psalm 37:5, I love this in the Passion Translation. Give God the right to direct your life, and as you trust in him, he will guide you along the way. He will work it out. So here's, let me just get this down here. Give God the right to direct your life. Then as you trust him along the way, you'll find that he pulled it off perfectly. Whew. Jesus, I feel this power and presence over this. God is releasing new direction. He's releasing new plans for you right now. Even if it might not look clear just yet, give him permission to direct you and you'll start getting these glimpses or deposits or downloads. It might not be clear yet, but it'll start. It's doing this for me right now, so I'm going to release this out to you. Just keep moving forward. Psalm 37:11, but the humble of heart will inherit every promise and enjoy abundant peace. Humility is a key right now. That means to not fight, don't get caught up in all the swirl and confusion of negativity. It's easy to do. Walk at peace the best you can. Walk in peace. Stay humble. This is the key to this transitional season. Now, the season we are in, it's a time when your assignments for the coming year are being revealed. So there are some major transitions this year, the shifting of assignments taking place. I release a prophetic word about this on Spirit Connection, episode 201, October 7th. It's called Ancient Paths and Special Assignments. There's shifting of the gifts and the assignments. And I want to recap the original prophetic word and go deeper this week and how you can apply this to your life. The prophetic word I had was from Jeremiah 6:16-17. Boy, you can get a lot of mileage out of this. Every time I'm talking with someone, every time I look at it, I can see it. Oh my goodness, there's so much in this. This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask for the good way and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. So when you're standing at a crossroad, this is very similar to a time of transition where we are. We're transitioning into something new. The Lord is calling us to ask for the ancient path, ask for the good way. What is the ancient path? Well, it's old ways throughout the Bible. It's revelation and understanding that had been hidden. Jesus talked about it. He said that in Matthew 13, he even said, I will open up my mouth in parables and I will release revelation that's been hidden since the beginning of the world. That's similar to an ancient path. I'm going to give you some examples in this session together on what it might look like. And God is raising up people right now who will connect with the old way of the Lord, but do it in a new way, a new anointing, a new wineskin for the old. Jesus even said the old wine is better, but, you know, the new needs to happen right now. It does not mean that you go back to preaching old-time religion, you know, scare people into conversions. My goodness, do not do that. That is not what I'm talking about here. This is a time where the Lord wants us to stay with the calling, with this new sound. There's a new sound. Instead, the Lord wants you to find ways to connect with Him through the storm. He wants you now to find ways to help connect with people, share the love of Jesus to generations that have been wounded. So right now, to go deeper into this world of Jeremiah 6:16 is about the laid down callings. That's what we can pick up right now. You know, when he says, walk in the ancient paths, you know, you'll find peace for your soul, walk in these ways. But then people said, we will not do it. We will not walk in it. Jeremiah 6:16. Then the Lord is responding right now. He's releasing greater revelation and understanding off the beaten path. That's the ancient path. This is a lot of revelation that's being released right now. Wisdom, revelation, assignments are being offered to people. But in Jeremiah 6:16, some people said no. And this is a word of the Lord right now. The Lord is reconciling the kingdom gifts, callings, and assignments that have been laid down by others in the past. And they're being redistributed. This is not to punish people at all. This is because the Lord's saying, hey, for whatever reason, maybe there was even, you know, someone got sick, maybe something got messed up, someone came in and changed it, or maybe someone just said no, or maybe someone went to heaven too early. There's all kinds of different reasons why it happened. The Lord is not punishing people for this. It's for the sake of revival. It's for the sake of the kingdom that these things are now going to be redistributed. The gifts are still there. Now, people will say to me, you know, I thought the gifts were without repentance. You know, they're irrevocable. According to Romans 11:29, for the gifts and callings are irrevocable. That means that when you get a gift, that it doesn't really, it never leaves you. It might go dormant. And just so you'll understand this verse, to understand it deeper, people today can anytime, will keep their gift. You have your gift, but the calling, the anointing, the assignment for it may lift and shift. And that's what's going on. And people today, you know, are walking through this. A lot of people are. And for the sake of the kingdom, the Lord is shifting things. Now, they could recover it later on. Later on, maybe. But let me just show you what Jesus said about it. He said a parable called the bags of gold parable. And this is in Matthew 25:28-29, where he was talking about, okay, you know, someone has one talent. This is the two talents, or one bag of gold, or two, three, you know, they had these different levels. And so what they did with the person who did nothing with it, who buried it in the sand, you know, buried it in the ground, he said this, some take the bag of gold from him and give it to those who had 10 bags, or, you know, the talents. Take it from them. This is a biblical understanding of what I'm saying, that you can have things that the Lord wants you to do, but if you don't do anything with it, I want you to go back and read Matthew 25, right, in that area of the talents or the bags of gold, however your translation is. But these different things are right now being shifted. And so Jesus said in verse 29, for those who have been given more, they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have even what they had will be taken from him. It doesn't say they would take the gift or salvation or anything, but their ability to produce in the kingdom is then going to shift. And so Jesus talks about this, the fact that those who are not operating in their spiritual gifts or their assignments, that they will keep it, but the shifting can happen. I'm just trying to show you where this is biblical. According to Jesus, the one who gets the impartations of those who have laid it down, they will have more. They will have an abundance. So right now, the books in heaven are being balanced. They're shifting the gifts and the assignments to those. Maybe people have died, gone to heaven. There's all kinds of different things that's going on right now. But this is an opportunity for you to be able to pick up things that others have laid down. And this is huge. Not just for you, you know, of course it's exciting. Exciting to pick these things up, but it's also for the kingdom's sake. And so here's some things. You know, Small things matter. This is how the Lord is bringing these assignments that might be small. Do not despise humble beginnings, the Lord says. So here's a couple of examples of what it might look like. You know, it could be a small one. You know, a small assignment. James 1:27, religion, true religion that is from the Lord, from the Father, accepts as a pure faultless to him, is to look after orphans and widows and those in distress and keep oneself from being polluted by the world. So the Lord might be calling you to do something to help orphans and widows, to help people out. I tell you, Linda and I did this in our life. We did it secretly over the years. We supported widows and people, you know, orphan, that type of thing. Of course, we have, you know, we've supported World Vision and things like that. But I mean, just right out in our community, I supported widows secretly with part of our monthly tithes and offerings. You know, God might be calling you to do that. Or another example of what it might look like. In Matthew 25:35, Jesus said, "For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you visited me. I tell you the truth, that whatever you do for the least of these, my brothers, you do for me." This might be you. You could pick anything out of it. Maybe that's one of the assignments or the greater assignments. There's some greater ones as well. I'm giving you examples. The Lord is shifting the gifts and the assignments, picking up the callings. Some people have laid down their assignments to go do things maybe in your community, in your family. There's the ability to step up in prayer. There's, you know, shifting into businesses and ministry opportunities right now. There's all kinds of things that's happening. But then one of the main ones that I saw in my prophetic word for October was the damages due to the pandemic. Satan has hit us in places with the pandemic. I mean, all kinds of places. We haven't been able to meet together. We haven't been able to have the power of agreement in worship. But the greatest hit was in prayer, the prayer support. Habakkuk 2:1, "I will stand at my watch and I will station myself on the ramparts and I will look to see what he has to say to me, and I will give an answer." Now, this is the watchman on the wall. Many, many people have been taken out by COVID-19, the greatest blow of the enemy right now, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. The large number of the mature and the elderly have gone to heaven before their time due to COVID-19, due to the violence, due to all the kinds of things that's going on. And they were the ones holding us up. They were holding us up in prayer and intercession. But the Lord said there's an urgent call right now to rebuild the walls of intercession. Something new is coming, first of the year, and we need to bridge the gap between now and then. I heard the Lord say this. I heard the Lord clearly to get this out to people to fill the gaps, October, November, December, and even into January as things transition. So what you can do right now, ask the Lord for something. You need something. You know, Jeremiah 6:16-17. This is what the Lord says. "Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient path. Ask for the good way and walk in it. And you will find rest for your souls." There's so much in this. As you do this, your greater assignment's going to come. It's going to unfold a little bit later over the next 3 months and even the first of the year. I'm excited about it, the greater assignments. And I want to close with this encouraging word, Psalm 27:14 from the Passion Translation. Here's what I've learned through all of this. Don't give up. Don't be impatient. Be intertwined as one with the Lord. Be brave and courageous and never lose hope. Yes. Keep on waiting, for he will not disappoint you. I'm so excited to be alive at this time. Lord, we pray for this word. We pray that you would show us the ancient path for the good way. We pray that we'd be able to walk in. We pray that you would show us if there's anything that was laid down that we can pick up. Show us. We pray that you would cause us to pray even though we're not an intercessor. That you would raise up the support we need around us. I pray that there would be healing in the kingdom. I pray that there would be a release of power and your presence in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm excited, so excited. Well, we have a Restoring Your Financial Storehouses Replay. It was an online workshop I did where I just walk you right through how to develop the kingdom financial strategies and principles in your life. And it works. I tell you, it does work. It's very powerful. It's still available. And I really encourage you, you could also get the trainer kit. DougAdison.com/storehouses. The trainer kit allows you to teach this. Whether you're a teacher or not, you can do it anytime, but it's the PowerPoint and the keynote. DougAdison.com is my website, and so you could go to DougAdison.com/give. If you consider, you know, giving to what we do, text us, L-O-V-E, love at 45888, love at 45888, or the Doug Addison app. And if you haven't gotten the app yet, I sometimes forget to talk about it, but it's like having heaven in your pocket. If you don't like this negative swirl of the internet, you could actually get my app. You get the daily prophetic delivered to it. You don't even have to deal with the stuff out there. You have access to my podcast, my blogs, my prophetic words. And if you turn on the notification, you'll know when I'm going live, like now or any other time as well. So I'm excited for what God's doing, and there is a power surge flowing from heaven. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.